everyone. Welcome to English Evening on China Business Radio. This is Song Ning. 大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。And this is a new Saturday edition of English Evening. From this Saturday on, each week we will introduce you a new movie. And after the new movie introduction, we will play you Studio Classroom.Hope you will like this arrangement. And for the new movie tonight, we will introduce you Confessions of a Shopaholic, 购物狂的自白。Confessions of a Shopaholic is a 2009 film adaptation of a Shopaholic series of novels by Sophie Kinsella. It is directed by P.J. Hogan and stars Isla Fisher as the central character, Rebecca Bloomboot, the Shopaholic journalist.
本片的女主人公 Rebecca 是一个财经杂志的记者，她和最好的朋友 Susie 住在一起。因为购物成瘾的缘故，虽然大学毕业后已经工作了一段时间，却一分钱也没有攒下，反而因为疯狂购物而债台高筑。
When I was a little girl, there were real prices and mom prices. Real prices got you shiny sparkly things that lasted 3 weeks, and mom prices got you brown things that lasted...forever.
Did you notice they were 50%
off? Oh, yes. Oh.
很讽刺的是，作为财经记者的他，一方面教人如何理财，而另一方面自己又难以自拔的挥霍无度，只能选择不断自圆其谎和不闻不问来逃避债务。
But when I looked into shop windows, I saw another world, a dreamy world full of perfect things.A world where grown-up girls got what they wanted. They were beautiful, like fairies or princesses. They didn't even need any money. They had magic cards. I wanted one. Little did I know, I would end up with 12.
The movie flashes forward to the present. Rebecca Bloomwood, living with her best friend Suze,has moved to Manhattan to nurture her shopping addiction and to get involved in the New York City magazine world. She's a journalist for a garden magazine, but she'd rather work for the fashion magazine, Alette. Unfortunately for Rebecca, when she gets to her interview, she's told by the male receptionist that the job has been filled.
Rebecca Bloomwood, occupation, journalist. Jacket, visa. Dress,Amex, belt, MasterCard. It's vintage, and I got 1% cash back. Bag, Gucci, and worth every penny. Moving to New York, I met guys. And that kind of put things in perspective. Because you know that thing when you see someone cute and he smiles, and your heart kind of goes like warm butter sliding down hot toast? Well, that's what it's like when I see a store.Only it's better.
Shopping all the time, shopping really has the impact on Rebecca. Now she is frustrated by her lack of success. This day, Rebecca returns home to confrontations with the bill collector and her best friend Suze, who make her join a shopaholic group.Her shopaholic class leader, Steve Korch, forces her to sell all the clothes she just bought, including her bridesmaid dress. She is later publicly accused of not paying her debts live on a TV show, Morning Coffee, and as a consequence, losses of her job. Though luck is hers that Rebecca has lied to him, he still finds her a source of inspiration. Her friend,Suze finds out that Rebecca sold her maid of honor dress and forces her to move out.
You really sold it all? You have nothing left.
I mean, I wouldn't put it like that.
Neither would I.
The bidder on the phone was you. But you lost.
Both bidders and me. Desperately important stuff.
And Rebecca decides to sell all of her clothes in a sale.But hesitates over the green scarf. A blonde woman and a woman talking on a telephone begin in a bidding war over the scarf. This sale is a success, making it possible for her to repay the debt. Rebecca and Luke
Come together with Luke returning her green scarf, he was the person behind both bidders. During the credits, Rebecca ends up working for Luke's new magazine, writing articles such as Confessions of a Shopaholic. Alright, and that was today's movie, Confessions of a Shopaholic. Hope you like it. Now let's move on to Studio Classroom.
Welcome to Studio Classroom, everyone. My name is Steve. Today at Studio Classroom, we have an unusual nature feature. We'll be discussing eye-catching trees. Now, most of us don't spend much time thinking about trees, but our author feels it's time to highlight a few which are so special, we'll want to take a second look. Now, if we're talking about trees, we need to know some good adjectives to describe them. One great word to describe a tree is majestic. Peter wants to travel to China so he can see the majestic Great Wall. Next is the phrasal verb stand out, as in Gareth's strong reading skills make him stand out from his classmates. We should also be familiar with the adverb upside down. This book is turned upside down. You can't read it that way. And finally, we'll see the word outward, as in because of the heavy rain, the lake filled up and spread outward toward the nearby town. Okay, this lesson begins on page 50. Let's open our magazines and read together, starting at the top of the left-hand column.
Eye-catching trees. These trees are so special that you'll take another look. Henry Ward Beecher, a 19th century minister, wrote, "Of all man's works of art, a cathedral is the greatest. A vast and majestic tree is greater than that." Whether majestic or simply unusual, these trees stand out. Baobabs. Found on the plains of Africa, these trees appeared upside down. Their branches, which look more like roots, grow out of abnormally thick trunks. The trunks hold water, sometimes up to 120,000 liters, which helps baobabs survive in Africa's dry climates. Banyans. Instead of growing up, these unique trees grow outward.
Hi friends, I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip, and you've joined us today for our nature article. We're talking about trees, but not just any trees. Today we're talking about eye-catching trees. Now, that phrase or that word eye-catching means that it catches your eye, or maybe we would say it grabs your attention, so that when you look at it, oh, you want to take another look.
We start with a quote by Henry Ward Beecher, and he was a minister in the 19th century. Now, a minister is a leader in the church. It's another word for a Christian leader. And he says, "Of all man's works of art, a cathedral is the greatest. A vast and majestic tree is greater than that." What does he mean, Chip?
Well, here Henry Ward Beecher is comparing a cathedral to a tree. Now, a cathedral is a word you might already know. It's a great big church that's huge and usually very beautiful and very awe-inspiring. And he's saying that the best man can do is build a cathedral. But a tree, a vast and grand tree, is better than that.
Right, and you use that word grand, and grand means great, and our text uses another word, and this is the word majestic. If something is majestic, it means it's very great, it's very wonderful, it's almost as if it's not human. We talk about God being majestic. So he says, a vast means a very big and majestic tree is even greater than that, greater than a cathedral.
So whether you think that a tree is majestic or maybe royal or like a king or simply unusual, these particular trees that we're looking at today stand out. Now, that word stand out is a phrasal verb that's pretty important, so let's take a look. It actually is another way of saying it catches your eye. If something stands out, that means that it's different from the other things around it in such a way that it grabs your attention.
Right. It is very special. If you want to buy something, for example, a pair of shoes, and you go shopping and a pair of shoes just stand out, it means that when you go, you see that pair of shoes. It's very different and special, and you probably want to buy it.
So actually, if you have blonde hair here in Asia, you would probably stand out in a crowd. I think Rachel has lighter colored hair, and I think her hair stands out when she walks through a crowded street.
Yes, and the four types of trees we will be talking about today, they stand out because they are very special. Now, Chip, what is the first type of tree we're talking about?
Well, the first tree that we're talking about is an African tree. We're talking about baobabs, or a baobab tree. And as our article says, it's found on the plains, so the flat areas of Africa. And these trees appear to be upside down. Now, upside down is, what is this? Is this an adjective or an adverb? I guess this is an adverb. What does upside down mean, Esther?
Something upside down, it means it's turned 180 degrees. It's turned all the way around. So their branches look more like roots, which are usually found in the bottom, and they grow out of abnormally thick trunks. So the trunk or the bottom part of the tree is very, very, very thick. And the trunk holds water, sometimes up to 120,000 liters. And this helps these trees survive Africa's very, very dry climate or very dry temperature.
And you can actually see a picture of a baobab tree there at the top of page 50. The next tree that we're going to talk about is a banyan tree, or banyans. And instead of growing up, upward, these unique trees grow outward. We'll talk about that word outward here in a bit after the break, but first we're going to visit the chat room and see what's happening there. Stay tuned.
Hello everyone, welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken. Beth is with me today. Hi, Beth.
Hey, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's great to be here. We're learning about some unique trees today, aren't we, Ken?
We sure are. But I have a question about the quote in the beginning of the article. It reads, "Of all man's works of art, a cathedral is the greatest." Isn't a cathedral just a church? How can it be a work of art?
Well, you're right, Ken. A cathedral is a church, but it's a very beautiful church. A cathedral is a place for Christians to worship God. It's a large and important church. Usually a cathedral is the most important church of its kind in a certain area. Many cathedrals are made of stone and are beautifully built with elements like stained glass windows.
Hold on. What kind of windows?
Stained glass windows. These windows are made of a special colored glass. Usually the glass is cut into different shapes to form a beautiful pattern or a significant picture. You can see stained glass in many cathedrals.
Okay, so what else makes a cathedral special?
Well, many cathedrals that stand today took years to build. Many of them are great architectural achievements, with things like beautiful towers, columns, and ceilings. But they also have artwork inside, like statues, paintings, beautiful historic tombs, or even mosaics.
Mosaics?
Yes, a mosaic is a work of art made from small pieces of tile or stone. When all the pieces are put together on a surface, it forms a beautiful picture or design. You may even see a mosaic on the ceiling of a cathedral.
Wow, so a cathedral really is a work of art.
Yes, it is.
Church 是教堂，这是一个统称。Cathedral 是大教堂。一个 cathedral 里头通常会有 stained glass windows, 彩色玻璃窗。Towers, 塔楼。Columns, 大型的柱子。还有 mosaic, 马赛克装饰。I have another question, Beth. How is a cathedral different from a chapel?
Ah, good question. A chapel is much smaller and much simpler than a cathedral. Like a cathedral, a chapel is also a place of worship and often looks like a small church. You might find a chapel on a college or university campus.
So a chapel is a freestanding building.
Well, not always. A chapel can also be a room within a larger building that is set apart for worship or for small Christian services. For example, you might find a chapel in a hospital, a prison, or even an airport. Within a cathedral, there may also be a small chapel.
相对于 cathedral, chapel 指的是小教堂或是附属于大教堂的小教堂。Chapel 也可以指学校或医院里头的礼拜堂。
Thanks for joining us, friends. Let's take a quick break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Welcome back from the break, everybody. So, if you've ever wondered what a baobab is, wonder no more. It's a tree, and they look like they're upside down. Right before the break, we started to talk about the banyan tree. What makes banyan trees so special? Our author says it's because they don't grow upward, they grow outward and downward. Let's continue talking about the banyan after we glance at our last keyword, slightly. My next trip to America will be slightly longer than my last one. Okay, our second reading is still on the same page, but now we're on line 16. Please follow along as we read.
Eye-catching trees. From their branches hang aerial roots, which reach to the ground and eventually create new tree trunks. A large banyan tree may look like a forest. The world's largest such tree, the Great Banyan, located in Kolkata, India, covers about 1.5 hectares. Redwoods and sequoias. These two related species, found mostly in California, literally stand out for their height and size. Coastal redwoods commonly grow over 100 meters tall. Their slightly shorter relatives, giant sequoias, are simply massive. General Sherman, the world's largest tree, weighs in at 120,000 kilograms. These eye-catching trees are indeed natural treasures worth admiring.
So instead of growing up, banyans grow outward from inside to outside, and their branches hang from aerial roots, or roots that are on top from the air.
That's right. So these roots normally are in the ground, but the roots of a banyan tree hang from the branches, so making these banyans very unique trees. And eventually, these roots create other trunks. And I guess they grow outward by creating new trees.
And these trees look huge because they spread outward, and a large banyan tree may even look like a forest. In fact, the world's largest banyan tree, called the Great Banyan, is located in Calcutta, and Calcutta is in India, and it covers about
1.5 hectares. Now, that's a lot of land. A hectare covers 10,000 square meters.
Yeah, 10,000 square meters. So that's a lot. That word, that prefix, hect, often means 100. And so here you're talking about 100 heirs, and an heir is also 100 square meters. So 100 times 100 square meters is 10,000 square meters.
Now, that's a very good definition, Chip. Well, let's move on and talk about the last two kind of trees we'll be talking about. See a picture on the right-hand side of top right-hand side of page 50. And these are the redwoods and sequoia trees. And these can be found in North America, particularly in the state of California.
Okay, and our article says that these literally stand out for their height and their size. Now, usually when we use the word stand out, we're talking about something being easily visible, okay? It catches your eye. But here, we're talking about something actually standing up and perhaps even standing so tall that it's standing out of the forest and actually kind of above the forest. So here, we're using this phrase literally.
Right, to mean really do. So they really do stand out. In fact, coastal redwoods are those that grow along the California coast or any coast. They commonly grow over 100 meters tall. That's very tall, isn't it, Chip?
100 meters is extremely tall for a tree. So these are some of the tallest trees in the world. Now, they're slightly shorter relatives are called giant sequoias, and they are, our article says, simply massive. And if it's massive, then it has a lot of mass. It has a lot of weight and size.
So if you use the word slightly to describe shorter, and slightly means just a little bit. So slightly shorter means just a little bit shorter. Now we're going to talk about the world's largest tree. This is called the General Sherman. And it weighs 120,000 kilograms.
Yeah, that is an extremely heavy or an extremely massive tree. Now, I don't know how they weighed this tree, but I think they are estimating that it weighs around 120,000 kilograms. So our final sentence of the article says that these eye-catching trees are indeed natural treasures worth admiring. That's all we have for today. We're going to go to a skit, but first, let's take a look at that sentence with Liz in Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Grammar on the Go. My name is Liz, and I'm standing in Redwood National Forest in Northern California. We've been talking about all these special trees, including the redwoods and sequoias. And let me tell you, these trees are really eye-catching. They're simply massive, just like it says in the article. I'm definitely going to enjoy exploring this area. But before I go running off, let's go over today's grammar tip sentence. These eye-catching trees are indeed nature's treasures worth admiring. Notice the word indeed. When it comes after a be verb or other helping verbs, it means certainly or without a doubt, with strong emphasizing tone. For example, the wedding is indeed canceled, or the secretary did indeed send a proposal last week. This use of be verb or helping verb plus indeed is also seen in short answers. For example, is it raining outside? Yes, indeed. Or Gary is late again, right? Indeed he is. One more thing. We would usually use be verb or helping verb plus indeed in formal situations. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining me. Now it's time for me to hike around this incredible forest and admire these amazing trees. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Redwood National Forest. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the International Forest. We have trees here from around the world.
Wow. Look at that one.
That tree is upside down.
It's not upside down. That's a baobab tree.
Well, its branches look like roots. And look how thick the trunk is.
Well, yes, the trunk holds lots of water. That way it can survive in dry climates.
It's very eye-catching.
Yes, it is. Now, let's keep moving. Why don't you follow me over here? Look at this tree.
Oh, wow! Look at that! This tree really stands out.
Yes, it's a banyan tree. It grows outward, not upward.
It has hanging branches everywhere.
Oh, well, those are aerial roots. When they reach the ground, they will become new tree trunks.
That's amazing and very eye-catching.
I agree. Now, come on, there's more to see.
Whoa! Look at those tall trees. They're so majestic.
Yes, they are. That's a California redwood tree. It's over 100 meters high.
It's so tall.
It sure is. And the slightly shorter one is a giant sequoia.
Wow, they're both massive and very, very eye-catching.
Yes. Now, please, let's keep moving. There's a lot more to see. Sometimes I wish these trees weren't so eye-catching.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 第一个重点我们来看的是 stand out 这个动词片语。 Stand out 本来有站出来的意思, 但是 stand out from someone or something 是指在某一个群体中或一群东西中显得特别的突出。 例如, her mathematics skills made her stand out from her classmates. 她的数学能力让她在班上同学中显得很突出。 或者是, her looks really stood out from other beauty contestants. 她出众的外表让她在选美佳丽中显得特别抢眼。 接下来我们看的是 upside down 这个副词片语。 Upside down 是指上下颠倒的或者是倒过来的。 例如, the car landed upside down on the road. 车子上下颠倒的翻倒在路上，或者是 the books on the shelf were placed upside down， 书架上的书放颠倒了。Upside down 也可以指一片混乱的，例如 these naughty kids turned my house upside down， 这些调皮的孩子把我家弄得乱七八糟。最后我们看的是 literally 这个副词 ，literally 我们学过是指按字面意义的，但是在这里是指确实的。 没有夸张的，例如 the whole town was literally destroyed by the flood， 整个镇真的完全被洪水给摧毁了，或者是 our team literally sees each other every day of the week， 我们的团队整个礼拜的每天都要见面。And we have to say goodbye now. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Well, the four trees mentioned in today's lesson are very, very special. If you have the chance to look at one, be sure to take the time to admire its strength and beauty. Okay, on Monday, we'll discuss the high fashion of Japanese socks. Friends, have a relaxing weekend. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
本节目由吉林省空中英语教室杂志社提供。 也可登录相关网站收听当日广播教学节目。本节目配套杂志播讲 MP3 在全国各大书店有售，并可在当地邮局订阅。Alright,
that was the end of today's show. Hope you like this new edition of English Evening. Hope to see you again. Bye bye.
听众朋友，英语之夜节目的播出时间是每晚22:30到23:00，欢迎收听。 听众朋友，英语之夜节目的播出时间是每晚22:30到23:00，欢迎收听。
北京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先1分钟。
Cookie经济学，
欢迎来到Cookie经济学， 我是娜娜。 今日查点， GDP Gross Domestic Product 国内生产总值， 在一个国家或者地区所有常住单位生产的所有最终商品和服务的总价值就是 GDP， GDP 恐怕是曝光率最高的宏观经济学统计数字了，是经济领域的明星概念。但是盲目崇拜 GDP 必然引发资源环境问题，所以坚持科学发展才是硬道理。